Can a ghost actually be sexist? Well, yeah. Hi, everyone. It's Reverend Henry Flores right here on Paranormal Travels on Anchor.fm. Hope you're having a great day. And I've gotten this question through email a couple of times, and a couple of people have asked me in person, can a ghost actually be sexist in doing an EVP recording, an EVP session, electronic voice phenomenon? And my quick answer is, well, yeah, it's very possible. A couple of years ago, I went on a paranormal investigation into San Elizario, Texas, the city of San Elizario. It might seem small, but it has gallons of Texas history everywhere you step in that city. Now, you got to go to the main town because the historical or hysterical part of San Elizario has a lot of great art, a lot of great paintings, artists just dipped, and you really travel back in time in history. Now, as you walk inside, you're gonna go look to the left-hand side, the corner of Glorieta and Main, and you'll see the old barracks of the soldiers that once protected the fort, or the location there in San Elizario. And me and two female investigators were inside of those barracks a couple of years ago in an investigation, and we had our obelisk playing, trying to catch these voices and using a voice box like an obelisk reply back to us. And while these two ladies were just standing there in the middle of the dark asking questions on these young male soldiers in their prime, and they were kind of shy about the questions that they were asking, so I went ahead and pushed them. And I said, why don't you flirt with them? Yeah, why not? Flirt with these guys. You know, you guys haven't seen young ladies in a very long time. Why not? And so they agreed. So the two ladies decided to ask questions like, I need a man. I would like to have a man here with me. I'm looking for a young soldier. Mm-hmm. Things like that. So what happens is in the voice box, it replied three words. We were so excited. Three words in their reply to the lady's flirtatious advances. And those replies were quiet, cook, clean. I know, right? I was on the floor bawling my eyes out because of just the pure laughter in the middle of darkness. These two ladies flirting with soldiers, and their reply was quiet, cook, clean. Just simply freaking amazing. It was a cool night. It was an amazing investigation. If you ever have a chance to go visit San Elizario, and there you will not be disappointed, especially if you go during the times of the reenactment of Billy the Kid's escape from that jail. It was the only jail known in history that Billy the Kid actually broke into to go ahead and save a friend. I'm Reverend Henry Flores. For more information, follow the rest of our podcast. Follow us on Facebook, tweet us on Twitter, and give us a nice round of applause. If you like this episode, feel free to share. Y'all take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.